Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. Today, I want to talk to you about something we just went through. So as of this recording, it is September 10th, and we just went through the 999 energy portal. If you are about the woo at all, or if you listened maybe previously to my Lionsgate episode, which is number 78, the 88 portal, you know I got a little taste for the woo. As much as I love strategy, masculine energy, getting shit done, I also love to call on the feminine side, the woo witchy side of me, if you will, and listen to what the stars and the planets and my intuition is telling me. And this is a lot of the work that I do with my coach, Jessica Perillo. You hear me talk about her all the time. It's also what I do infuse with the clients I work with. I want the women I work with, and even the men, because they've got intuition too, I want more women tapping into the power that they have within them, whether it's the Holy Spirit, whether it is some other higher connection, maybe it's to your higher self, whether you know you're made of stardust and you're tapping into that power, or you tap into the earth and get grounded and connect in a way to nature that helps you to harness your power within you. Experiences, dates, portals, like the 99 portal is a way we do this. Now, you often hear me talk throughout this entire podcast, not today's, but like the whole show that I have, about my shower being a portal, about me going to this location in my town that I consider a portal, because it makes me feel something. It makes me feel connected to something bigger than me. I'm talking to Jesus at these portals. I'm talking to my brothers. I'm talking to my spirit guides, my divine connection to all the things, earth, spirit, and beyond. And so if this is a little woo for you, don't worry. I'm going to talk about the business and how it can connect to it. And if you're like, I'm kind of down with this, I continue to listen on because I'm going to share a little bit more. So 99 is known as a portal of completion. But what does that mean for us in business? Should we be closing up shop? Should we be firing our teams? Should we be burning it all down? No. Please don't. I've done it before. It's very stressful. However, because we just got through it and what it actually means, the number 9, which I'll tell you in a second, there are some things we could be doing in our life and in our business that if we were going to do it, now is the time to do it. Because 9 is actually the number, if you know anything about numerology, it is the number of completion, endings, cycles, closing, on the cusp of new beginnings, right? But before we can start a new beginning, we have to close certain chapters, right? Before we can get to the next one, we got to close the one that we're currently in. So 9, September 9th, 9-9, and this year, 2025, is the year of 9. So if you take 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 5, it equals 9. So this whole year is a completion cycle in general, but it's super potent and powerful on 9-9. And you're probably like, girl, why didn't you tell me this on like 9-1? It's okay, because this energy is felt days before and days after, so you still have time. And if you miss it all together, say you're listening to this, you know, on 11-11 or something, like some of these things still apply in our business. These activities that I'll share with you or my experience, they're all lessons we're learning. So take what you will and what you feel is right for you whenever you're listening to this. So 9 is a year of completion. 9 in general is a number of completion, but 9-9 in the year of 9 amplifies this, and it's a bigger, bolder, more elevated cosmic, let's say, cleanup season, if you will. The day itself was a day to really release things. I made some decisions for my business on this day. So really what we're doing is making space, making room, clearing the energy for what's to come in, which is why I called this podcast episode Release and Catch, because I'm not a fisherman, but I know fishermen catch and release, unless they're eating the fish, but I hear a lot of catch and release. But while I was on one of my mastermind calls, this was the conversation. What are we releasing during this time in order to catch what's coming in for us? And so it just felt really right to talk about this and to share with you what I'm doing to make space for what's next. Maybe letting go of what is expired, outdated, and no longer aligned for where I'm going in business. This is also perfect timing because we're at Q4 now. So I typically will plan a year in advance of where I think I'm going to go each quarter. I also plan week to week. I also plan like when the spirit moves me is also a part of my strategy. So I Q4, I didn't give too much thought. I mean, a little bit. I've got the conference coming up, getting on more stages. I'm already booked to travel a few more times. So I know I'm going to have a busy Q4, but I have yet to sit down and go through my calendar, go through my budget, go through like what's coming in, what's coming out. So I can clear space for what I want to call in for Q4 and Q1 of 2026. Can you believe we're already talking about this? I mean, I like to get ahead of myself, but I mean, this is crazy, right? So, all right, let's talk about certain things that I've been experiencing and what I'm doing with it. You may have heard in previous podcast episodes about panic attacks that I had been having, sports mom stuff that I'm going through, not really going through, but just like it takes up a lot of time. And just the shift in energy from the summer to a very busy Q4 time. The kids are back in school now. So luckily, hopefully, we're getting some more of our time back that we can have like focused power hours and power days, because maybe we are able to lean all into our business for those of us who have multiple kids, or you know, the summer we take some time off. I've worked with all different clients in the summer that pause our services or that ramp up our services in order to like go all in when people are taking a break. So there, I've experienced a realm of different, an array assortment, if you will, of different clients that I work with. But for me right now, I am heavily focused. By the way, I just got back from California, and I haven't put those podcasts together yet. I have tons of notes on them. I have tons of like Voxer messages to myself. I want to clean it up and then I will record the podcast. I did record one out in LA because you know me, I love to do one in real time. So I will get that out too. But this one's very timely because of the 9/9 portal and the date. So I want to get this out next. So you may be getting a lot of podcasts all at once. You know me, I love to batch and then put them out anyway. I can't hold on to them. It's crazy. If I record it, I got to get it out to you. So you may be binging a few episodes in a row. So I want to talk a little bit about using this energy to reframe what we're doing. And my coach Jess talks about refining. Actually, this was her guides that were sharing this with her. So I'm actually very grateful to her and her guides. Reframing and refining what we're doing right now, currently, in our business and in our life, and to be able to align to what actually feels really good for us. So let's talk about this whole shift, this release and catch concept that's been on my brain. The release side is really us letting go of what no longer serves us. Maybe you're working with some old offers. Maybe your pricing model isn't what you want it to be anymore. Maybe it doesn't feel good anymore to do it. Maybe you're on all the social media platforms and you really just want to be on one. Maybe you've been doing habits or activities that just no longer inspire you. They no longer move you forward, right? So maybe you outgrew certain things that you need. It's just no longer serving you, right? Maybe you've got these limiting beliefs. Maybe you're overspending. Maybe I'm talking from experience. But maybe there are things that are happening in your world that are no longer serving you, and you've been like meaning to get rid of them. Or like me, I just cleaned up my tutus. I know that sounds hilarious. I have tons of them. And they all hang from my office closet. But the office closet is actually like a library for me. So it's been blocking all of my books, and that I don't like that. I've hated it actually for a while. So I just started the other day, I cleaned out my office and I started getting rid of things that no longer serve me. Things that I'm like, oh, maybe I'll put these in storage, or maybe I'll sell this on Facebook Marketplace. I'm not going to do that at all. So I'm going to donate a lot of stuff that just no longer serves me. Get it out of the office, get it out of my house. You know what I mean? So that's the release side. What is happening in your world and in your business that no longer feels right? You don't feel connected to it anymore. Write them down and start to purge. Like, get rid of it, because if it no longer serves you, it's going to keep you stuck, right? If it's not serving, it's stucking. And that sucks. Now let's talk about the catch. So the catch side of this whole release and catch concept for me is what's meant to come in, right? Like, think about, like, if your hands are spread wide open and you've got all this space, like, because you just released energetically, literally, physically released a bunch of things, and now you have room. Your arms are spread wide open. Your heart is open. Your mind is open. Your spirit is open. And you are tapping in to everything around you and only allowing what is meant for you to come in. So you are literally catching things in the ether, if you will, that's flying your way. And things that are not meant for you will bounce off you. Things that are meant for you, you're going to reach out and grab it. Like, if you are meant to be on stages and you're not getting invited to stages, this is a whole separate podcast. I'm going to make a new one about this. Go out and get it. Stop waiting to be invited to someone's stage. Invite yourself. Don't ask to be in the room. Just walk in the room. Like, don't wait for someone to tell you how to write a book. Start writing, and then you can refine it as you feel called to bring somebody in to help you, right? So I just feel very strongly about that. So the catch concept is you arms wide open and you're catching what is meant for you, but you're able to hold it now because you've made space. So whether that is new opportunities, brand new aligned clients, inspired downloads from prayer, or, you know, just random mind mapping or whatever. Like, I love the idea of, like, I don't remember where I heard it, but there was somebody that, maybe it's my pastor actually, who talks about this. When he buys new clothes, he gets rid of like three things. He's like, I never keep too many outfits. I'm not one of those, like, all the outfits in the closet, unlike me. So that's what made me think of my tutus, like in my dresses and my suit jackets. Oh, I got tons of them, right? Like, and I love them. Every piece has a story. Like, oh, I was on this stage, or, oh, I got my award with that dress, or, oh, that was my first red carpet dress. Like, all these things have meaning, but I've got the photos. Do I really need to still hold on to the physical dress? I'm looking at you, blue dress. Yeah, I'm keeping that one. But some of the things I don't wear at all. Or I probably won't wear this black tutu again because I've got a different version of it, whatever. So it's just time to release these things, to literally make space, not only to put more things in, but maybe just to make space so you feel like you have room to expand. My office was so cluttered with overflow from my closet that I felt like I was bumping into the tutus going from my desk to the door. It was crazy. So now I feel like I there's so much more room for activities. Do you know what movie that's from? DM me and I'll send you a free book. So anyway, like, I feel like I have space to expand now, and it feels so good. Oh my gosh. And I want that for you. So 9-9, the year 2029, this whole year is meant for you to close the door on things, to release things that are not meant for you. So here are some thoughts, things you could do practically if you're taking notes in order to, I guess, navigate portals like this, or this energetic time for releasing. So one, this is what I've done. So I reflected. You know me, I love a good reflection. So in the morning, I grab my coffee, I'm sitting on my couch and I'm, you know, looking out the window. I've got my notebook and I am just kind of like brain dumping or journaling, whatever you want to do, on what I'm feeling in the moment, what I'm doing in the moment, and what I'm desiring in this moment. And so I reflect on those three things and I'm like, what's serving me? What's not serving me? What feels really good? Like, what do I not want to feel anymore? And then figure out what you can release based on what you're feeling, experiencing, and desiring that will help you to align those three things perfectly, right? Like, I'm feeling like shit. Well, what do I got to do to stop feeling like shit? Oh, maybe I got to stop eating all the gluten because I slipped up and started eating some gluten. And so, okay, I'm going to refine my diet plan so I can feel better, right? So what do I have to release? Well, maybe I got to go through my cabinets and release some snacks or get some healthier snacks, you know, or get a recipe book that, you know, whatever it happens to be. Reflect on it, take some action on it, like literally clear it. So the second thing, so at first I reflect, then I clear. I take the action, clear the spaces, clear my calendar, clear the refrigerator, whatever. Like clear whatever it is that is not serving you no more. What needs to be closed out in your world, completed. Then I create like a little ritual around it. So usually I'll meditate, I'll light a candle, I pray on it. And I often share with God my plans. He will laugh at me and be like, if it is supposed to be, then cool. You'll see it happen. If it's not supposed to be and you're not meant to clear this, or what you're desiring is a little off from your true plan, he'll adjust and I will too. So I often share my plans with God and ask for resources, connect to my higher self, meditate on it so I can maybe hear his words. And then I'll share it with my coach. I literally, a ritual for me is Voxing Jess. Girl, you know I love you. And so I will send a Voxer and usually a picture of my journal messiness that I had just released. And so I will share that with someone who helps me navigate not only portals like this, but my life and business. So I reflect, I clear and take action, and then I create some type of ritual for almost like embodying it, like, right? Like really solidifying what I'm doing. And then I start to call it in. So obviously I pray on it, but I also either create some type of affirmation for myself or set an intention that I write down on what I am. So this time specifically, I said, I'm releasing these things and I'm calling in these things. And so the things I'm calling in, I start to create like truth statements based on it. So incantations, affirmations, whatever you want to call it. I pretty much, so say, you know, I'm releasing making wasteful financial decisions, and I am calling in a strong mind and a respect for my business in the financial sense, where I wait 24 hours before saying yes to things. I go through my bank account, I go through my bookkeeping every month and say, what did I pay for that was a benefit and brought me money? And what did I pay for that isn't a benefit, or maybe isn't a benefit in this season, or maybe there's something else I need to call in and make space for. So making financial decisions is huge for me right now. Making the smart, the right financial decisions that will get me to where I truly want to go, not just where I want to go right now, right? Like there are goals I have today, but there are goals that I actually have that are much bigger that these little goals may not necessarily get me to. So if I'm wasteful in money, if I'm going to Starbucks too much, I mean, that's just basic life with a teenage girl. I'm spending way too much money on stuff like that, wasteful money. So what I did is created like a statement that said, I am good with my money. I make great decisions financially for my home and my business. And it is reflected in my bank account every single day. And so I read that and it boosts me up a little bit, right? So I'm calling it in. I'm calling in this financial smartness, if you will, this financial abundance, but by way of me making the right decisions. And then beyond that, beyond the portal, obviously I go about my day and go work, but I understand that these practices work every day. I don't have to wait for a 9-9 portal. I don't got to wait for 10-10 or 11-11 or 12-12 because they're going to have their own energy and frequency. I don't have to actually wait for a portal like this in order to make these like activities work for me. Reflecting, clearing, creating rituals, reaching out to your coaches, calling things in. This can happen on a random Tuesday just because. Because what happens is when you feel most aligned to the action that you're taking, it will work no matter what the date is. So I do know that, you know, 9-9 has a little bit more of a boost, right? It's got a little bit more of a cosmic jolt, if you will, behind it. So that's why I love this stuff. And if it's fun, it's fun. It feels good. It does help me to feel connected a little bit to my experience here on Earth. So I do them. Because it's fun and I love it. And I include my faith in it. I include Jesus in it. He thinks I'm corny anyway. So he made me this way. So whatever. He's not surprised. But anyway, so you don't need a portal to do a clearing, to do a releasing, you know, all that good stuff, to call in what's meant for you. What you need to do is be in tune with your body. Like how does what you're doing right now in this moment feel for you? Does it feel right? Does it feel off? Trust your intuition. And the way I do that is getting very still and very quiet and then connecting to my highest faith. It's God, source, whatever you feel connected to. Sometimes I even time travel and talk to my future self. I'm like, girl, get off the treadmill because I know you're a runner now. Can we have a conversation? And it's cute. It's comical. But it works for me. And I know it can work for you. I'm super curious if you have a ritual like this. Who do you connect to? What do you connect to that's beyond yourself? Because I'm just curious. I'm curious where your heart's at. So DM me on LinkedIn or Instagram and let me know. I'd love to continue this conversation. So for the business applications, I described it a little bit throughout. You know, offers that you may have outgrown, maybe social strategies, marketing strategies that drain you, maybe old clients. Maybe it's time to close out some clients that you've been working with for a while. I just closed two, not because I don't love these women, but because their 6 months were up and I put out a potential. Here's what we could do next if it feels right for you. And it didn't. And that's okay. And I was like, wonderful. They want to go it on their own. They want to see if they can walk without me holding their hands. I'm actually excited for them. I know they can. And I can't wait to see what comes of it in Q4 for them. I know they'll be back in January, whether it's through my membership, I'll see them in Voxer, I'll see them at my conference, and it felt right for them, and it actually felt a little right for me. So that felt really good. So with that said, I do have two spots open in my private coaching. So if you're curious what that looks like, shoot me a DM, and I'll send you a calendar link. We will hop on a call. All right. So what are you releasing, and what are you catching? Right? So now that we talked a lot about releasing, we talked a little bit about catching, some examples of what you could be catching are partnerships. Like collaboration is huge for me right now. And I am building relationships with some of the most amazing people in business. And so I am going all in on my relationships with this list of people that I have curated over the last 10 years. And just connecting deeper to them, helping to serve them, and expecting nothing in return, but knowing that relationships and collaborations will always get us farther than going at it alone. So that's what I am catching. Elevating my brand. I am elevating the vision that I have for my brand and my business, bringing in new clients, and a different level of visibility. So I feel really good about what I am catching, and I'm speaking it out loud. So it solidifies in my mind and body that it's happening, and it just becomes a no-brainer. So what are you releasing in the season, and what are you trying to catch? I'm super curious. Let's have this conversation. Let's keep it going. Let's talk about what you're feeling in your body. What is your gut telling you right now during this time? Because if you're listening in real time, it's actually, if you're listening to this podcast in real time, listening to yourself right now is actually going to be even more powerful because we're still very close to that portal. So I would encourage you to step into who you're meant to be, what you're desiring, what you feel most connected to, and release anything that's keeping you from that. All right, friends, thank you so much for spending some time with me. You know I love talking to you, and I want to hear back from you. So find me on Instagram. I'm Miranda Von Fricken, same on LinkedIn. You can also email me at Miranda@MirandaVonFricken.com. Let's talk. Let's get on my calendar. I have a free 20-minute, let's say, coffee chat or mini visibility session. We could talk LinkedIn, branding, business, your heart, whatever your little body and heart desires. Let's talk about it. And let's keep this conversation going. All right, friends. And until next time, you know what to do. Keep being awesome. Bye.